Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
This new show got old. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Hi, I'm Stiv Morton. Recently, the folks from the original Saturday Night Live came up with a new show called Bowling for Reincarnation. It never went on the air. So they came up with the new show. It premieres this Friday on NBC, and I'll be there. Either me or a big stinking cow.
Lorne Michaels created and executive produced Saturday Night Live in 1975. He left in 1980 and made a not-so-triumphant return to comedy for this 1984 sketch show titled The New Show. So that was this time where Lorne Michaels was, I don't know, he's at odds and mm-hmm. somebody else took over. That didn't go well on that end. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, I can just do this again. Just call it The New Show.
Yeah.
And it did not do well.
That's wild because when you think of Lorne Michaels, you think so much of his allegiance to SNL and vice versa. So the idea that he just like left from conflict, created another show so easily, like after 2 years?
About 4 years, yes. 4 years. So started in 1983, kind of putting this together.
Yeah.
And was like, I still have goodwill and connection. Mm-hmm. And he still does, I mean, don't get me wrong. And he was like, I'll just do it again.
Wild.
So according to Vulture, in late 1983, NBC announced its commitment to 13 episodes of the new show. Lorne Michaels returned to TV. Media outlets were celebrating this, none more so than New York Magazine, which ran a puff piece about Lorne's vision for the 80s.
Mm.
The new show would succeed, was considered a given. They had some original SNL writers, SCTV cast members, new young comics, popular music guest, everything.
Of course. It's just another SNL, right?
It's when you make a recipe and you have all the ingredients, mm-hmm. and they're good quality ingredients, but for some reason, the way you make that, it just doesn't taste very good.
Yeah.
But you look and you're like, these are really great quality ingredients.
This should work. Why is this raw on the inside and burnt on the outside?
I have a feeling that there's just something is just off. I don't know if it's possibilities. Sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's nobody's fault, and it's everybody's fault. Or is it like, listen, everything I touch turns to gold, and it's the mid-1980s, baby.
Come on. We got cocaine on tabletops. We got VHSs. We have polyblend shirts. We have the world in front of us. Well, how could we possibly fail? Especially thinking about this, a sketch show versus like you think about TV shows and there's a writer's room and there's the, you know, the chemistry that goes into a writer's room. Sketch shows, you do need that, but they're kind of insular things. So it feels like it wouldn't need to be hinged on that much. But here we are. Here we are, people.
According to a preview in the New York Times, the show was to be taped live on Thursdays and aired the following day at 10 p.m. The show used, quote, new videotape techniques to create comedy videos similar to music videos. So in a way, it's, you know, kind of what, you know, you find like the produced sketches that you would find on, you know, the internet now, but also SNL would use, especially like Lonely Island and even before that. But it really, because, you know, the internet really lended itself to that. And
like footage you could pass around and share and bringing more eyes in your show.
And there's, you know, a little more production quality. And
More time.
And two episodes in, the reviews were not good. With the exception of guest host Steve Martin's hilarious takeoff of Michael Jackson's video Billie Jean, the memorable moments have been few and far between, wrote the Canadian Press. And Lorne Michaels is Canadian from what I remember.
Yes, because he did a second SCTV.
And there's a lot of SCTV in here. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, they claim him.
Yes.
And they weren't like, no.
Export. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I played it in the beginning, but even the promo for this is Steve Martin. And it's just odd comedy. It's like almost I don't know. It's not Art House, or it's not.
Is it like Dana Carvey show type? You remember that? Like, it was like Too Big to Fail style about another the Dana Carvey show, which was like,
yeah, I vaguely remember that.
How could this? These people are hilarious. These sketches are like push the envelope kind of a thing, and it just like fell apart.
I think it's like high concept, and I mm-hmm. think there's a little bit of snootiness in it. And
I think that's a similar vibe.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of that, and I know people, I think, like to romanticize, you know, like when I was born, for some reason, I was listening to Steve Martin and George Carlin records. It's mm-hmm. weird how every comedian
every
says
comedian
that.
Just grew
no,
up.
You are no, yeah. no cartoons or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know, I learned about Richard Pryor from like Brewster's Millions and like 80s
exactly.
movies.
I
that's how I learned.
R.L. Stein. I don't think I've listened to a George Carlin album all the way through ever. I'll say it right here.
And a lot of people haven't, but that's just their that's their own narrative that they've made up. I don't know why, but I've learned a lot about.
Like, you know the canon from a young age.
It's like, oh, I love the Gumby sketches when I was three. Exactly. They were so great.
Sure. You know, I picked up a book about SNL from Sam's Club. I mean, you know what I liked? My favorite sketch was when the fish blender, you know, when they put the fish in the blender.
Is that Dan Aykroyd? And,
yeah. Not even that funny,
no.
honestly. It's just about putting a fish in a blender.
Yeah, and I guess of the time, you know, I'm sure people might have had a different, you know, maybe not for the general public. And I know people will be like, I just don't get it. Mm. It's like the people you go to a movie, like that's kind of, and people don't know if they should be laughing or, but they don't want to seem like they don't know what's going on. I've been to a lot of those like premieres where they're like, yes, I get this. I'm laughing.
Yeah,
and everyone else
satire.
Is doing their, we don't know. So I think there's a little bit of that. I'm going to put that out there.
But then there's people who do it really well, like Stella, you know, like where it's like you can do absurd stuff for the state and that goes over really well.
Then they went on a little break. Critics have said they found little to laugh about and have complained the show's sketches are long and drawn out. The show is sitting in the ratings cellar.
The ratings
cellar.
I don't know. It's kind of nice and cool down there, I guess.
Here's a couple. I'm just going to do a little name dropping. January 6, 1984. Steve Martin, Jeff Goldblum, Catherine O'Hara.
Damn.
Not bad. Musical group, New Edition.
Love it.
Hello. And, you know, music, you got Billie Jean music video takeoff, teacher's lounge, and talent show tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
Statement principles for the new show. It's stuff like that that's kind of like a manifesto for the show.
Yeah, it's
where
like
it's
up
like,
its own asshole.
Just
like, chill. Just how about be funny? Yeah.
Here's next episode, for example, January 13th, 1984. John Candy, Carrie Fisher.
Damn!
Musical guest, Paul Simon, who is New York.
Yeah.
And they did sketches like Ruth Gordon and Orson Welles.
Okay.
Why don't you check on the baby? Mountain Mike.
These sound really shitty.
Time Truck.
Time Truck, I'm open to.
January 20th, 1984. Kevin Kline, Gilda Radner, John Candy.
Baby. But also, like, they're using people that were on SNL. Like, just watch SNL, you know?
Mm-mm. David David Johansen from New York Dolls, I think.
Ooh.
I think David Johansen, unless I'm wrong. Okay. Sketches like Gilda with her dog. Good mailman, bad mailman. Could be funny. If it's a good cop, bad cop.
I mean, you love that's right in your
I love that.
Wheelhouse.
Except they'd be both good mailmen.
They
play it safe.
Okay, that's good.
February 3rd, 1984, Raul Julia, Penny Marshall. Musical guest, Randy Newman.
I mean.
And how about Penny Marshall does breakdancing with the Dynamic Breakers?
That sketch. Seems dated.
February 10th, 1984, episode 5, Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid.
The Quaids!
Catherine O'Hara.
She's back. Catherine O'Hara is on the first episode and the third episode.
Fifth
episode. Still, there's more famous people than that.
Musical guest, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Ooh, baby.
And as far as sketches, no information. I'm getting
no
this.
Information.
Admittedly,
it got too stupid even for them to list.
The new show lasted 9 episodes from January 6th to March 23rd, 1984. It was at the literal bottom of the ratings, despite having beloved SNL alum Gilda Radner and Steve Martin. It was high on concept and low on laughs.
Like us.
And Lorne Michaels returned to SNL in 1985 and remains executive producer. To this day.
To this day. It's a real Cinderella story for him, not for the show. I want to see good podcast, bad podcast as a sketch.
Well, you're hearing bad podcasts, so.